Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Look at you go. Playing the air guitar. One of the great songs of all time. Just a unique, awesome three guitars just battling it out, doing it. Awesome stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. It's a morning show from Borgata. Twitter poll question of the day. You can let that fade that out slow, Dan. You don't have to, ride that one down too quick. Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring together. Let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Should the Eagles give Saquon Barkley a similar amount of touches in 2025 as they did in 2024? AES Bino. We'll check the results of that in the next hour of the show. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Well, pop culture beat the hammer.
James Chris Elliott. I'm asking the question.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, Elliott's gonna win.
No. I'm saying don't be. There's no psychopath here who takes a radio bit like is the most important thing that's ever happened in his life. The hammer is not here today. It's all good. We're just having fun.
You're not going to listen back to this over the weekend?
Honestly, it'd be hilarious if you screw up. That's something
James lose by one question and then we'll
And
see.
I will freak out.
Yeah, exactly. The side doesn't change.
I would like to give a shout out to the great Joe Giglio coming up next. You can hear him here next. But he sent me a comparison of Ryan Howard and Bryce Harper in their Phillies careers so far. And it's actually a lot closer than you would think. Similar amount of time.
Yeah.
Howard, a few more, about 400 more plate appearances, almost 350. He's played about 80 more games than him, 75 more games than him. But it's actually really, really close. And Harper will pass him. Like, if Harper, you know, is here for 6-9 more years like we expect and stays healthy, like any level of health, Harper will absolutely be. And again, the World Series is a different thing. Like, you know, the title is a separate thing. But just from a numbers perspective, it's really close. Like, if you, like the OPS is slightly higher for Howard, 945 to 916. But again, error dependent. The OPS is a little higher.
Just be clear, this isn't a Phillies uniform for Bryce.
This is just Phillies uniform time here. Nothing to do with Washington.
Right,
just
right.
What they've done with the Phillies.
Or Bryce's time with the Braves. That's not in there.
No, he never actually made it to the majors. Yeah. So, but Harper has a higher PS plus. Howard has a higher OPS. War, if you care about war, Harper's been better. Harper's about 6 games better in war. It's 24.8 to 18. You know, they both won an MVP. Harper has 3 Silver Sluggers. Howard only had one LCS MVP each. Like, it's pretty similar. If Harper stays healthy, he will pass
him.
He will be better. But I think to the point Joe is making, like, I think Bryce Harper, just from a pure numbers perspective, is a lot closer to Ryan Howard than Joe from Mayfair was making it out to be. But on top of that, also, I think the part that we don't really talk about, but like Bryce Harper did kind of, you know, what he's done by coming here and by recruiting and by all that did kind of change where we were for a long time. And I do think that's part of his Phillies.
Now, for what it's worth, I mean, the Phillies were not great before Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, and Chase Utley.
Right, but they were pretty good in 06 when he came up, or 05. Like, 06 was a good baseball, and 07 they got better. And also, like, remember, like, Jimmy came up first.
Jimmy was here for years.
Like, Jimmy was the engine of that team where Bryce is the engine of this team.
Right. Jimmy was the one that got it going there, and I think Bryce is the one that got it going here. I think Ryan Howard and Bryce Harper are actually very similar players in terms of like accomplishments and stuff. The difference is
Harper obviously much better defender, which we didn't talk about at all.
But I think the difference is like Ryan Howard was a huge part of them winning a World Series.
They won a World Series.
And Bryce has not done that. So,
no, but Bryce has done a lot.
I just think Ryan Howard, if you're ranking Phillies, is above Bryce Harper on the all-time Phillies list.
215-592-9494. Again, coming up in a few minutes, we'll do a little pop culture beat the hammer. Let's go to the phones until then and see. We talked about real ones a minute ago. Drew and West.
There we go.
What up, buddy?
What's up, folks? TJ Hishman today. Happy belated birthday. Hope it was a good one there.
I don't even remember how you pronounced Adore. What was it?
Adore.
Adore. Even worse.
Why is it always I go with the A? Like when in doubt, like I just A. add like an A at the end.
Are you Canadian and we don't
maybe,
know?
Maybe.
Oh, it's a nice job there.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Oh, it's great. It's phenomenal is what it is.
Yeah, this won't be my answer, but that is an all-time drop for
yeah,
sure.
That is
my favorite drop ever. Yeah, so with the Phillies, I think something that's interesting with Lizardo, and this was a concern of mine when the Phillies made the trade. It's going to be interesting to see how he responds. And Devin, you might have some insight here because I admittedly don't watch a lot of like post-game clips with him, but the thing that stood out to me was before he came here, he had just never pitched in like, you know, big market before. Mm-hmm. Like he pitched in Oakland, he pitched in Florida. So, you know, it kind of when he was traded here, it made me nervous of like, how's he going to handle October? You know, because I remember he didn't pitch great in October against the Phillies a couple years ago.
He was okay. He just had a rough start, but he settled in, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong, but I think he was like okay in that game, wasn't he?
He's all right. I don't think he pitched that long. I think it was like 3-4 innings. But I guess I'm just curious to see how he responds to adversity here kind of going forward.
So from what I've seen and heard from Jesus Lizardo is like he doesn't let that affect him at all. Like, and I think that same can be said for a lot of starting pitchers, or at least the Phillies starting rotation. Like they're all pretty stoic guys who don't let the moment get to them. But Jesus Lizardo pitched for the first time like when the Phillies came back to Citizens Bank Park. Remember, they opened the season down in D.C. And Rob Thompson was even asked, like, is this going to be, like, a big moment for him? Because, like you just mentioned, you know, he pitched in an empty ballpark in Miami and in smaller markets before. He had never pitched in a stadium like Citizens Bank Park with a bunch of screaming fans. And Rob Thompson's like, no, I mean, he's rock solid. Like, he won't let that outside noise affect him. And I don't think he has. I think, if anything, he's just a superstitious guy. And he's in his own head mostly. That probably would be like my biggest concern. Yeah. I mean, we already saw him change his hairstyle.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll change it again before next start. But like, if anything, it's like more about superstitions than the crowd.
I'm also not sure we've gotten the answer on if he can pitch in front of a pressure situation. I get your point, Drew. And I think back actually, Devin, to I think it was the Dodgers where it was a Friday night where he started. He had a huge like seventh inning.
Good.
Yeah, right, where, like, and the crowd was going crazy. Like, I think that was a good example of it. But we have not seen him in a big spot yet. Like, there's not been, like, yes, Citizens Bank's a cool place to pitch, and there is
like a high leverage.
That, yeah, exactly. Like, we're not talking playoffs yet. Yeah. So I just don't know if we have the answer to it yet.
Yeah, it's, you know, look, I think, like, on big picture, I think they're going to yo-yo, like, back and forth with the mess, with, like, the division, you know, a couple different
times.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Summer. I'm not overly concerned there, but I think the schedule does start to get, you know, starting with the Cubs, the schedule starts to get a lot harder. And I was looking this morning. I think they're like 13-15 against teams over 500. So it's just tough that over the past week you kind of had an opportunity to just stack more wins to kind of build a buffer for that harder schedule. And they just they haven't done that.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and look, I don't put too much in the beating up on bad teams, lose to good teams thing, because, you know, there are teams, a lot of the teams on these things have gone back and forth between being over 500, under 500 for these stats. And like the Rays are a team that they swept, but they've gone under 500 and then they go over and they compete. So it's like, whatever. But I do think that we're going to get a look now. We're going to see them playing tougher competition. And I'm not super concerned about it, but I definitely think it's something to keep an eye on. Drew, you got an answer for us for a Goat of Goats?
Yeah, I debated a couple of things here. I'm going to try to get creative. How about the wheel as the goat invention?
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa, Drew.
That, Drew,
great call.
I mean, what a classic Go-Birds call.
What a fascinating.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not
going to
get into a super deep discussion, but like, It might be. I mean, the wheels are pretty important.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Wow, Drew. The guy's
and before you say, like, oh, well, it's just the wheel, what do you mean? Like, that's part of modern, like, that has led to so many further inventions.
Before you try to undermine the wheel, don't come at the wheel.
Some respect on the wheel.
It is the go-to mention for inventions, like, that he is correct, but, like, Devin's like, hold up a second, it's still underrated.
So, I have a admittedly maybe dumb question, but would you consider fire an invention?
No, so that was my first thought when I think it's you discover fire, you don't invent
But they did invent it, like, I mean.
No, it was therefore, fire occurs naturally. Like a lightning strike can hit the ground and cause a fire. Like fire occurred, they discovered it. That's honestly probably how they discovered it the first time. Like who knows? But it was probably something that I don't think they slammed rocks together and it worked that way. Like my guess is they probably saw fire and were like, "What the hell's that?"
Right,
like,
but you could argue.
Could you that's different.
No, that's not inventing. That is discovering. Like there is a clear difference here. Like they did not create
it's
something.
Not fire.
The
right.
wheel was
right.
created Man-made. For a purpose that was. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I get your point, and it is important to bring it up because this is the type of stuff we're debating here. Like if we're gonna pick a go to goats. We need to get
the wheel's
to all the
a
levels.
Pretty good one.
So, but it is an important distinction. All right, coming up in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. A little pop cold beat the hammer, but we got one real one. We got to get another one. The guy we usually start all our Saturday shows out with, our guy in Abington, Yo Tom.
Tom, I gotta say, I missed that. Yo, I mean, look, there was a little shot in there, but you know, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
Ah, yeah. Nice to be on the air with you guys and gal. Devin, you got to work on your pronunciation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
So what's funny is I'm terrible at names as well, but for some reason, when you mispronounce it, it's like another level of.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's awesome. All right, so much like Ken and Cinnamenson, I'm not too concerned because this is much of what I expected from this team, talking about the Phillies, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, so what is the strength of the team? I think everybody agrees that it's one
pitching,
right?
Yeah.
And we're throwing a bullpen game tonight. So, you know, that kind of tells me
with a depleted, tired bullpen. It's great.
That wasn't even good to begin with.
Yeah.
So a caller earlier said
important clarification there. Yeah.
A caller earlier said something. It's like they need to replenish the bullpen or something. I actually think we have to view this. They need to build a bullpen. Yeah, like right. Like there is not really much they're starting with from a bullpen.
Yeah, I think like I mean, there's no one you fully trust right now.
No,
I think like. I think Romano, Kirkering, and Strom are the guys you trust the most. And again, I don't think you fully trust any of the. Kirkering's probably been the best of those three lately. Like, Kirkering's been all right. That spot in game two, the Able game, like, he was great getting out of that there. Like, that was big. So I think none of them have been rock solid. Like, they're no. Alvarado, only guy who was a great reliever for you this year. And see you, buddy.
Well,
so, like.
I know why.
No, I'm with you. Like, it's a problem. It's a real issue.
So do you guys actually see Dombrowski going out and making any type of major?
Yes,
move
I think he's going to make moves. I just don't know if they're not Tom, but yes, I
like
think
major
that,
move.
I don't think they're going to make a major move.
I don't think
move.
They're so major. Being like, do are they going to trade Aiden Miller, or Andrew Payne, or something? No, but do I think they could trade McAble? Yeah, I do. I don't know it'll be Able, but like I could see them making a quote unquote big move. I don't know.
Tom, sorry to interrupt. I don't know if I would consider trading McAble. Like, the move to me is more about who they get back, the name.
Well, of course, that's my point. I'm saying you trade McAble for a legitimate person, maybe, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, one little tweak I would make to the lineup is I just flip Turner and Stott. I have Turner leading off with Stott. You can keep Bryce in the three hole, which apparently that's where he wants to hit, and you still have Schwarber.
Well, the only issue with that is then you're going three straight lefties, which is, and I'm not the biggest like righty lefty, like I don't care that much, but that is a little much at the end. Even though Schwarber and Harper hit lefties well, like I think that's, you know, you don't want to go three straight ideally there.
That sticks in my craw that Topper is so stuck on the righty lefty thing. Like,
yeah, he really overdoes it, I think. And then look, but it is to your point, getting into a situation where your Stott has been. Not good offensively. Right. And when you really think about it, though, it's like other than Turner, Schwarb, Harper, and Castellanos, no one. Mm-hmm. No one. No, and Sosa off the bench. No one's been good. So they have real deficiencies offensively. Tommy, you got a answer for us to go to goats?
I do. Now, I'm already going. I already hit with the Nostradamus.
Oh, yeah. That was a great answer by you.
Yeah. So, I will give you this. And James, you will appreciate this as the one who is responsible for gathering questions for Beat the Hammer. Joe DeCamera is the king of starting controversy.
Tom, it's a good one.
Fantastic call, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. What a great he is.
He is.
He's always finding ways to just needle and
Joe will appreciate this. No one else will.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, he's a little Howie Roseman-ish in his ability to just look at every little detail and, like, poke holes and find it and...
Sure, Howie Roseman.
Like, Howie's very good at, like, looking at, you know, the CBA and figuring
out
this little...
So I would have probably used this analogy. I don't know. Who's the most annoying person who ever lived? I would have probably gone on that. All right. Back to the phones in a minute. 215-592-9494. But first...
Here we go.
I guess it's the debut of me versus you. It's Elliot versus James. Pop culture beat the hammer. Let's do it.
In an epic clash for pop culture supremacy.
It's time for...
I don't appreciate pop culture.
And I'm an idiot. I'm a total dum-dum.
Pop culture.
Beat the hammer on Sports Radio 94WIP.
So this is funny because as the producer of this show... The pop culture beat the hammer really only happens when I'm off because Joe's here and I'm not doing beat the hammer.
I've never heard that before either.
Unlike Joe, I don't listen when I'm off.
Yeah,
I've never heard that before. Nicely done. Who put that? Was that you, Dan?
That was a Wechter production. Yeah.
You know, no wonder it was so good.
The goat. Speaking of goats.
Yeah, if someone had said Joe, and now I'm off the board. If someone had said Joe Wechter, goat. Honestly, not just WIP, goat rate sports radio producer. I would have. That would have been a big answer.
I agree.
But, you know, it's a shame. Now I'm the goat that he's gone.
All right. So how we're doing this is, so it's typically
So I'm ceding the mic to Devin. Devin is our MC, like I would normally be for Beat the Hammer. Devin, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
Pop culture Beat the Hammer.
I've been poring over these questions. So it's 7 questions in 60 seconds. Who has the timer for me? Are we going
Dan
Fran?
Wilson. Dan Wilson is going to be
Dan,
on top.
Dan, you got
it.
All right, so same as regular Beat the Hammer, timer starts as soon as the first question is asked. James, you're going to go first. So Elliot is going to take
so
a trip
down the hall.
So
the timer starts when you start asking the question?
No, when the question is finished. Okay. Once she finishes the question, it starts.
And I can pass.
Yeah, same,
okay, cool.
same.
Elliot's locked in. I'm going to get smoked.
No, you're really not.
No. So I've been overthinking these questions because, like, I don't want it to be a total
no,
reset.
I know. I want
so
it to
I'm,
be
like,
fun, yeah.
trying to think of questions that you both, I think, like would know. I so like hopefully this. They work.
All right, so I'm going to go to the, what is it, the ensconced.
So where does Joe, I actually never get to see where Joe goes. Yeah, ensconced.
He goes down to that, like, second
all right,
pillar.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sits at a slot machine.
Okay. Oh, so the slot machine there. Okay.
Elliot, just keep like an eye out for when
we'll wave you. We'll be giving you that frantic. We need you desperately. Fran, frantic. I didn't even think about that. That was good.
Elliot's
okay.
just doing a cool.
I'm nervous. I've never done
look.
This. I've never played Beat the Hammer before in any way, shape, or form. I've only.
I'm excited. I'm honored. I get to ask you your first.
This is
pop
the first time.
Beat the Hammer.
It's exciting. All right. Hello. How you guys doing?
Do we think he's safely away?
I think he is. All right, Dan, we're
pretty slow.
We're ready to play a little game we call Pop Culture Beat the Hammer.
All right, let's do it. Dan, you ready?
We're good.
All right, timer starts.
Hold on, I'm taking a sip of water. Timer starts when the question's asked.
Pulling a Joe to camera here.
I know, right? All right, gotta be. If Joe's not here, I gotta be the hammer.
As soon as.
Yeah, right. All right, go
ahead. First question is asked. First question. First sports movie to win Best Picture at the Oscars.
Rocky.
This famous director and Pennsylvania native is known for his supernatural films and shocking plot twists.
M. Night Shyamalan.
What big news did Taylor Swift recently announce?
She's in the second Wicked for Good or whatever. Second Wicked. She's Dorothy. Ah.
What is the most watched Netflix show of all time globally?
I'll pass.
Actor Tom Felton was recently cast to reprise his role from Harry Potter. To play his role in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Who will he be playing?
Name the actor's name.
Tom Felton.
I have no idea. Pass.
This celebrity recently released a line of soap made with her own bathwater. Who is she?
Sydney Sweeney.
Name one song from the Broadway musical and now motion picture Wicked.
Popular.
All right, let's go back to the ones you skipped. What is the most watched Netflix show of all time?
I don't know. Stranger Things.
Actor Tom Felton was recently cast to reprise his
time.
Role.
Time.
All right.
Okay.
You didn't do bad.
What, I got four?
I have a four.
Okay. Four? You have a four? Okay. I was trying to keep score, and then it gets like
some
I'm
of
trying
those,
to read
I
the
had
questions.
No clue. So.
No, you did good. You did good.
Ah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
And that's now weird. We get to watch Elliot.
As he slowly. So is this what Joe does? Just leisurely walks back when we're doing a live
sometimes
radio?
Sometimes he does.
Elliot started running as soon as I said that, and I appreciate that, Elliot. That is good work here. I got the death march. I love this. You know what? I'm just going to use this opportunity to take it off. I'm going to be Joe DeCamera for a second. We're in the hammer mode. It's 8:40. How has no one said John Williams as the GOAT movie composer?
Okay, like, so someone said that on Twitter.
That's a winning answer.
I didn't want to take it
like,
because it's a great
You're
answer.
Right. Star Wars. He's got two in Star Wars. He's got the Death March and the Star Wars theme. Indiana Jones, Superman, Jurassic Park, E.T. Like, it's just a Harry Potter. You know, look, all this stuff. The music's a... Anyway, John Williams could have been a winner off the board. Now, go ahead. I apologize if someone asked.
So how did he do?
Not gonna tell you.
Elliot, nicely done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Fan of the show, right?
All right, let's go.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, Dan, you all set back there?
Pass.
We're ready to go.
All right, timer starts as soon as the first question is asked. Let's do it. First sports movie to win Best Picture at the Oscars.
I don't know. Pass.
This famous director and Pennsylvania native is known for his supernatural films and shocking plot twists ranging from seeing dead
M. Night
people.
Shyamalan.
What big news did Taylor Swift recently announce?
She bought all of her records back.
What is the most watched Netflix show of all time globally?
Hunger Games. No, not Hunger Games. Squid Games. Oh.
Actor Tom Felton was recently cast to reprise his role from the Harry Potter films in the play Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Who will he be playing?
Repeat it.
Actor Tom Felton was recently cast.
Oh, pass. I don't know who that is. Yeah.
This celebrity recently released a line of soap made with her own bathwater. Who is she?
I don't know. Sydney Sweeney.
Name one song from the Broadway musical and now motion picture Wicked.
The Witch and I or something like that. So is that? Okay.
Oh. What did you skip? First sports movie to win Best Picture at the Oscars.
Oh, Hoosiers? Oh, is there more time?
Yeah, you have more time.
Okay, yeah.
Time.
All right, yeah, I thought it was over.
Did I win?
I thought what I went
did
to.
Did I win? How many games did
I win?
I won!
Well, which
Bang!
One did he get? Probably the Oscar one.
Yeah, he got it Rocky. So, first sports movie to win Best Picture,
That's
Rocky.
What you do!
Rocky won a
Best Picture in 1976.
That's crazy.
I was just as shocked.
Well, what's crazy is the movies it beat. It beat some of like the great movies of all time. Like I'll pull it up. It's nuts. Like the movies that Rocky beat is like the. I mean, like I think Chinatown's in there. There are a few. Anyway, go ahead.
You both. I didn't even get to finish the M. Night Shyamalan question. So
that was the easiest one for sure.
Taylor Swift, Elliot knew you'd get that one.
Did James get that one?
I did not. I guess that she was Dorothy in Wicked for Good. Is that true?
No.
That was just, I saw someone tweet it.
And yeah, no, that was fake.
I have no idea. Yeah, that's why I guess it, because I don't know, again, you know?
I think after the Cats disaster, Taylor Swift is probably that staying
makes
away
sense.
From
that makes
movie
sense.
Musical
yes.
adaptations. Most watched Netflix show globally is Squid Game.
Oh, I got that one wrong. I knew what it was.
You
I said so the wrong.
When you said Hunger Games, I was like,
did
what?
You get that one wrong?
No. I got it wrong. I said Stranger Things. Yeah.
I knew it was
Stranger
Squid
Things.
God.
Was number two. It was just
no way.
It was just unseated by Adolescence.
Wow.
Which
Adolescence
is now number
is very
two.
Good. Yeah.
It stressed me out. Draco Malfoy is Tom Felton.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. That's good, though.
I got confused
disappointed
by that
in
one
you guys.
So he's going to be an old Draco on stage? That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah.
And sorry, James, I kind of fumbled the wording on that one when I
it's
asked
okay.
you.
It's okay. It was okay.
Yeah. You both got Sydney Sweeney.
yeah, I was going to say.
I didn't belabor it.
That's
I
a, that's
like
a tough
Sydney.
One to answer.
Well, again, social media is really easy.
No, I know. Yeah.
Elliot, perhaps most disappointing from you is the lack of Wicked knowledge.
I know.
Like,
so I said, what's the song called? The Witch
I mean,
and
there's
I?
Like 20 different songs.
The Wizard and I.
The Wizard of Us.
So honestly, not to be the camera, but I feel like I actually did win. Like, I got Squid
what?
Games and and like, I just missed. I said the wrong thing, but
great.
I knew the answer.
No, this is great. This
yeah, like,
great.
I knew I the
this.
Answers to the more
you,
than James.
But
did.
You said it wrong.
No,
so
I agree. I agree. But I'm just saying, I think we can all listen back and realize I knew more pop culture than James did.
Yeah,
like, he won, but we all know
you also chose the most random song. For like you could have gone with like James
yes.
said popular
I know it was like
for good
well, so again I actually think that shows my deep cut
defying
knowledge.
Gravity
like, yeah
defying I almost
defying
said
gravity
those are the
you
two.
Went
yeah.
with the deepest cut yeah.
well I was trying to show off and I messed up
well yeah. there you go
so there you go yeah. James congratulations
Devin did you have an overtime question by the way we got
yeah,
really
I'm
close
intrigued. I was thinking about it as we were
oh my
close.
Go-to overtime question is just name as many Taylor Swift songs as you can
oh so I would have lost in a landslide if we had gotten there
I will say
I think I can name like four Taylor Swift songs.
The pressure of being under the timer.
Fish songs.
It really, really does.
Like, even asking the questions.
It
under
really
the timer
does.
See, that's
me
what
so
that,
I'm like, I have to ask it really
Devin,
quickly.
Devin, that's what Joel stumbled on me. Like when I stumble over, like you have to, like he. It's only
you have to, yeah.
You have to really get the questions out quickly. I edit my questions nonstop. Me like, can I make it shorter? Can I take a word out? Can I do that? Like, because it's like
tough.
It is. Thank you.
It is
you
tough. That's why I stumbled over one of the questions when I was asking you, James, because I was trying to say it really fast.
Yep,
and I,
exactly. And Joe always, like, anyway, so annoying.
Valiant effort, guys.
By the way, for
I'm
those,
impressed.
It probably will not matter that much to you two. No offense, you are not the older movie buffs that I am. But for people out there listening who care about movies, this is the movies that Rocky beat in the Best Picture race in 1976. Bound for Glory is one of them. But listen, the other three movies are three, like, stone-cold, all-time greatest movies of all time. Taxi Driver, heard of it?
Yes, I've
heard. Network, heard of it? And All the President's Men, heard
oh my
of
God.
It? Like, it is three of literally the greatest movies ever made, and Rocky. And Rocky's a great movie, don't get me wrong, but Rocky is not, in my opinion, in the same class as those other three
no.
movies, and it beat all of them. It's
no.
wild.
It's
yeah, that's
wild.
Crazy.
Right?
That's crazy.
So
I was surprised to even know that it won Best Picture.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we should have known that. To
you should have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
probably,
like that's like people are going to clown us for that. Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the phones if you want to react to the pop culture beat the hammer. Victory.
Kind of.
for
kind of.
Yeah. Well,
honestly,
you
can both celebrate a victory just knowing that you would have crushed Joe DeCameron.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. He gets zeros every time. Yeah. He might have gotten the Rocky question.
Maybe.
You think Joe's going to sell some of his bathwater?
I mean, it is famous bathwater,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, as far as it's going to go, maybe even Sydney can collaborate. Better question.
He can collaborate.
Better question. Does Joe know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Yes.
Better question. Probably think so.
Because
he's a horn dog.
Yeah, I'd
why?
Be pretty surprised.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he is a horn dog. So
although he's not on social media.
But he is. So, like, I find it funny. Like, when Joe brings up women he finds attractive, it's always women who are either, already deceased or, like, 85 years old.
Yes. It's women when he was a certain age. And they have just stopped. Like, Elizabeth Shue is,
like
in her 60s now, you know? But it's
so,
like,
I don't know about Sydney Sweeney.
You're right. It's, Devin, a really good point.
Not really in his age bracket.
Way out of his head. All right, 215-592-9494 if you want to. I do agree with you. It is kind of a perfect. You can. I do think you could have won.
I knew more than you.
You didn't
just
win,
won,
though.
Yeah,
I won. You know, at the end of the day,
you won.
Winner. But you did. It is a perfect.
It's
is
one
like,
of those games everyone watches, and it's like, how did that happen?
Yeah, like last night in the NBA, the way. Yeah, actually.
That leads the Knicks.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's true. Exactly. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Jordan in Princeton. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. How's the shore today?
What up, Jordan? Well, we are inside right now.
But Borgata
later.
Is beautiful.
Yes.
I will tell you that. What a great place. There's all kinds of things to bet on, places to eat. The hotel is awesome. It's an awesome place.
The Old Homestead is the best steakhouse in Atlantic City. Beats out the Palm for me every time. So go have a nice prime rib there later today. Hey, I don't really know who Sydney Sweeney is, but how many baths is this woman taking that she can make soap with her bath water?
Well, my guess is there's not much water in each of the.
Hold on though, Jordan. You're like my.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How do you not know who Sydney Sweeney is?
I'm just pretty famous now. I'm just not into like the women like Joe DeCamera is. Like, I'm married. You know, for me.
Oh, like, yeah, me too. I mean, she's an actor. She's in movies and stuff. Like, she was in Immaculate, which was really good. She's in I Didn't Like Anyone But You That Much, but she's in it. It's a
the one she was in with Glenn Powell was awesome.
No, it was
and
so bad.
You, that's literally
it was
what I just
so
said.
Bad.
It was
you didn't
Devin.
Like it?
Devin, thank you.
So bad,
dude. I am a rom-coms man. Like rom-coms are my favorite movies.
Rom-coms have taken a major dip.
Thank you.
Like talk about
disaster.
Feeling old.
So
I miss like where's When Harry Met Sally.
Thank
You've
you.
You've Got Mail.
Yes.
Sleepless
so,
in Seattle.
So I will give you one. Did you see? It's a British movie from a few years ago. Did you see the movie Rye Lane?
No.
No.
It's the best rom-com in the last
year. I don't
years.
Think I've even heard of
Check
it.
Check it. It's like 85 minutes long, too. It's phenomenal.
Okay.
Rye Lane. I think it's on Hulu or one of those. Rye Lane.
Rye Lane.
It is
I'll check it out.
A pure delight.
Okay.
It is a delight. Anyway, go ahead, Jordan.
You've Got Mail will always hold a special place in my heart as the best romantic comedy of all time.
Well, When Harry Met Sally is the best romantic comedy of all time.
I'm team You've Got Mail, Jordan.
It's an asinine thing to say, but I appreciate it.
I'm 41
honestly,
years
like,
old. It's got to be a generational
I'm
thing.
I'm 43.
Right?
You know, no, it's not a generational thing.
It's an important 2 years. Hey, you guys remember...
You're right about that, actually, but go ahead.
It only looks good in certain light. That's kind of what I feel about the Philadelphia Phillies right now. You know, there's some days where they're in this light and they look phenomenal. And then there's other days and you're getting the absolute ugliest baseball team that I feel like I've ever watched. We have no offense right now. And, you know, I always think that the way to win a championship is to close the gap between performance and potential. And this team is expanding the gap between performance and their potential. And I'm not concerned, but I'm starting to get a little concerned, and I just don't think there's an easy fix to this.
Yeah, I think with the Phillies, it kind of, to your point about, you know, in different lights, they look different. It's kind of what you want to believe. Like, the run to the World Series did happen, and then going to the NLCS the next year did happen. So, like, you know, we point so much to, like, other teams, like, well, they can't do it in the postseason. The Phillies have shown they can do it in the postseason. So that reality is there. But you're right. When, you know, the light's just a little bit different, then you think about, well, they did lose game 6 and 7, and they did go out, you know, pretty weakly against the Mets. So I think the answer to, like, what the Phillies will be in the postseason is we just don't know. Like they are very capable of two very different results. Like, if you told me the Phillies went to the World Series this year, I'd probably be a little surprised, but maybe we shouldn't be considering they just went there 2 years ago, whatever it was. But then on the flip side of that, like, if they lost in the first round, only won one game, that wouldn't be crazy either. I think there's like a very wide variance for this team.
And we have 2 years of them going cold right when they needed to go hot. And, you know, I was at just about all of those playoff games in 21 and 22 and 23. And,
well, 22, and no 21.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
did not
22.
Make the playoffs in 21.
You know, like, I'm there game 7 of the NLCS, and I remember walking out of that the bank saying, what did I just watch? What team showed up today? And that's what I feel like I'm seeing here. And, you know, and then you combine that with a walk-off in Toronto. I mean, I was 10 years old. I'm not even going to say the guy's name, but, I mean, I had some PTSD. I almost had
a
panic attack watching that ball go over the wall.
Horrible.
I couldn't watch the 94 season until, like, July because of what happened
luckily,
at the end of 93.
Luckily, you didn't miss too much. It didn't end up happening. it didn't finish the 94 season.
No, it didn't. Before I give you my answer here, I just want to, you know, thank, you know, you guys on today and everybody. I walk 15 miles a day. I start around 7 in the morning. That's usually when I call you, James, and we get to chat a little bit. It's just been such a pleasure as I've gotten into the show the last couple of months. And I learned a term from a guy who works at WIP. I think I'm now a P1 listener.
That is a term. I love that, dude. Welcome aboard, Jordan.
I have an inside source now, and he told me,
that's
a
right.
Great caller. I think he was just blowing smoke. But
no, P1 listener just means you're, you know, you listen a lot. You're a top tier listener from a time listening perspective.
15 miles a day.
That's no joke. That's no joke.
That's
impressive.
Good, though.
How long does it take you? I was wondering, because you said it's 7. When you said you started 7, I was wondering when you
that's
end walking. How long does it take to walk 15 miles?
I walk just under 5. I'm usually like 4.7 miles an hour when I'm on the phone, and sometimes I do have to take calls. I do have a job, unfortunately.
Right, of course. Yeah.
I walk a little slower then.
So it takes a little over 3 hours or so?
Roughly, yeah. Usually by like 10:30, I'm done.
That's interesting.
Almost 5 miles an hour. It's like
pretty
borderline
good.
Running.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, That's not really.
I mean, you could walk a mile in 12 minutes, right? I mean,
if you run a 10-minute mile, which is not super easy, that's 6 miles a minute.
What do you mean running a
10-minute mile? 10-minute
mile is very easy.
For 15 miles?
No, you're right. That's a good point. But still, I mean, I think you can walk a mile in 10 minutes, right?
I'm just saying it's impressive. That's all. Yeah. That's a good pace.
Jordan is impressive.
He's not strolling. Like, that is power walking.
Jordan, let's try and win you those Phillies tickets. You got an answer for us for the Go-To-Goats.
I would like to submit for consideration Leonardo da Vinci as just the greatest single human being of all time.
Wow. Okay.
You know, he might be. I mean,
he's an artist,
an inventor.
He's a scholar, he's a scientist, he's a mathematician.
The goat
what
human?
What could this guy do?
Great, Jordan, great call. I think he might have reached too high with goat human, but like Da Vinci is maybe like one of the most multi-talented humans.
You know, for
lived.
All,
you know,
all, maybe the most, but. All the discussions we have about like the best this, the goat that, you don't hear a lot of like the goat human.
You're right. That's what he went for. I appreciate it. He could have said, you know, any one of those things and said, but he didn't.
Like artist, I think he would have had a good chance there.
He went goat human. Yeah. You know, that's the risks we take here. Let's keep it rolling. Sock Tar Guy Chuck in Cherry Hill. Chuck, hey.
Hey, great show, gang. Great
what
show.
Up, Chuck?
Happy weekend.
Amen.
Great. Yeah, it's all good, man. Ellie, good to connect. I think the first time I've ever connected with you.
No way. Awesome.
Well, I've heard your calls. Yeah. You're a great caller, so it's an awesome
thank you.
To get to talk to you.
Now, if I say you're a true professional, if you say that, it's because you're disingenuous, but you really are.
Thank you.
No,
thank
I mean, pop a compliment with a compliment.
This
right?
is very but, different from what Chuck says to me about you off the
yeah,
air,
exactly,
but that's fine.
Yeah.
No. Anyway. We'll have a little bit of fun with what's going on today. So they just announced the economic job reports and inflation and futures are up. So it's okay. It's stable. It's not bad. It's not great. So in baseball, if we were to do the same thing, we wake up today and the Phillies, astonishingly so, are almost the worst team in baseball defensively. Mm-hmm. They are now below Major League average in ERA. I never thought I'd say that this year. That hasn't happened in the last 5 years. They're below Major League average, or 4.04. And keep in mind,
how much does just Lizardo's last two starts play into that?
And the bullpen even more so. If you look at the bullpen ERA, you're shocked because this time last year, I remember counting this before I called. It was mid June. We had five guys at 2.50 and below.
I mean, they had two middle relievers who were all stars last year. I mean, they were.
We had one.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 1.76, stuff like that. So you know, if you wanted to be concerned because of the defense, I think the pitching gets better. If you have to project the grading on that, do you say it's 4.04? I don't think you do. I think you project, for all the reasons we trust the starters, the ERA to get better. The hitting seventh, I think that's their run production, 4.8. I think that's fair. I don't think it gets much better. But it doesn't give you a lot of confidence when we have these droughts. So when you look at the way the offense is put together, you got three guys carrying the workload in Turner and Schwarber and Harp. And then you have a bigger drop-off this year than you've typically had, you know, where you don't have the next 800 OPS. The team just lacks double and home run power. I don't know if that's age.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but we don't get that anymore from the other guys. We, you know, so now let's
and it's a massive point, Chuck. Like we hear so much. People want small ball and this and that. Well, guess what? They are a small ball team right now, and
guess what else?
Usually, every year, the team that hits the most home runs wins or gets far. Like home runs just matter. People might not like it, but that's what the sport is.
Yeah. And the paradox in that statement you just made, with a lot of wisdom in it, is it's entirely true, but home runs do drop drastically as a percentage in postseason. Of
totally. Well, that's
do.
Why you need both. You need to be able to do both things.
Yeah, and the point that I heard in back of that was Elliot say, and they're not very good at it, and they're not very good at the ball. So that works against two. Now, towards the Howard. And I loved Howard. Listen, I'm 71, so I had the kids over during the run. So we love Howard. Rob, we love them all. But when you look at the postseason number, Howard's a 260, 360, 490, 850. That's not bad at all. When you look at Harper, it's sensational. He's a 3.25, 450 on base. What's that, men's softball? 710 slug stop, 1153 OPS. Let me tell you right now, Harper's numbers are better than anybody
yeah.
that ever put on a uniform postseason. So it's not even, and when you brought up war before, it is what it is.
I'll yeah, I mean, six games better, you know, well, in less games. In less games, he's six games
it's
better.
It's just a great example yeah. of, like, how much winning a title matters. You know, like, it just is what yeah. it is.
But I also think yeah. my point with Joe from Mayfair was he was going way too far with it. Like, that he was saying it's was. He's like, it's clear. Ryan Howard's been way better. And he hasn't. Even in a Phillies uniform, like, right. much less as yeah. a player, Harper is clearly above right. him as a player. But clearly. In a Phillies yeah. uniform, Harper has done as much or more than Howard minus
right.
the title.
Right, right.
He went too far. I always tell my managers, gang, stop selling when you've already got the sale made.
Yep.
Don't oversell
yeah.
it now. Okay?
No, it's a good it's line, Chuck. Sound,
yeah,
all right, Chuck, you got an answer yeah, on the go-to-goats for us?
Yeah, nobody wants to hear this name today, but if you look at the guy who posted up 160 games every year he played and put up stats, okay, I'm going to go with Pete Rose, okay? He played.
As the GOAT what?
As the best baseball player of all time.
Oh, all Chucky. Movies.
Wow.
Well, Chuck, good call.
Talk
good
about
call.
Overselling
I mean, that's a
it.
Nonsensical thing. For yeah. somebody, I get his point. Played the most games. He had the most hits and all that. And played a bunch of positions and was a valuable player. But, like, you can't tell me that he was better than
so,
Bonds,
to be
Chuck.
Clear,
you
it's,
can't.
It's definitely.
And I know that Chuck, I'm going to get into this with Chuck. Chuck and I, we'll talk about this. But I don't think you could put Pete
it's
Rose
not Pete
Barry
Rose,
Bonds
but I do love the argument of the guy with the most hits is the best.
Yeah, like, the most game, most hits. Yeah, just was that. Yeah. All right.
But it's not him.
215-592-9494. One more hour to go. We want to give you as many of you a chance to win Phillies tickets with us next week, Wednesday, to go see the Phillies and Cubs. Just give us the GOAT of GOATs at the end of your call. It's the morning show. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.